The commanding gaze and casually unbuttoned coat of this 13-year-old boy communicate a self-confidence that is almost disconcerting. Augustus Brine was the son of Admiral James Brine of the British Navy, and he has just been assigned to his father's ship. The young midshipman is painted as an adult, cap in hand, hand on hip, to capture the sense that he represents the promise of the future. The American-born painter, John Singleton Copley, moved to Britain on the brink of the American Revolution, mainly because he had married a woman from a staunchly loyalist family. His wife's father was the owner of the tea that had been dumped into Boston Harbor at the Boston Tea Party. Copley was a master at adapting his style to the requirements of his clientele. Within a few years of his arrival in England, he was painting like a British painter in the manner of Gainsborough and Reynolds. This portrait is an example of Copley's English work at its best. His palette is considerably lighter and his style freer than in his American work. Compare the rendering of the sea in the background here with the formal landscape behind Daniel Cromlin Verplanck in the portrait that hangs near this one. In the Brine portrait, Copley demonstrates a delight in the qualities of paint itself. The sense of the subject's character and an impression of the artist's abilities are powerfully realized.